technical failures, poor oversight, and the use of performance-enhancing drugs, situation triggered by the death of a SEAL candidate 1 year ago. Controversial Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton facing an impeachment vote after years of alleged scandals. State's GOP-controlled House of Representatives moving forward an impeachment vote that could quickly have him thrown out of office. This is SRN News.
That's a shocker.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschatz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job posting.
Holiday week and I'm traveling on Memorial Day here to soon be gone. Sometimes I fly, stay home. Sometimes this year I decided to drive. I should have brought a granola bar. Didn't plan on living inside my car. It's a bumper to bumper parking lot. We'd be going faster if we stopped. Here on the interstate, that guy's at my tailgate. We'll never be on our way, yeah.
This is no weekend to be out in your car, and there are plenty of great things happening here in town to keep you here. And we're going to talk to an incredible young woman about one of those in a moment. But I have another incredible, because I attract them, I guess, another incredible young woman on the phone named Tammy Burkhalter from Mama's Produce.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Tammy. How are ya?
I'm good. You know, Jacqueline is kind of hard to follow.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't have to worry about that. You are...
I love listening to her, though.
She's a blast. She is an absolute
blast.
She's
so neat. I just love how she's driving in a car and she just talks to her kids. I mean, just life is what it is.
Don't take this the wrong way, but at times she reminds me of my own mother. Because my mother was a master of that, too. Multitasking. I don't know how she did it. I really don't know how she did it. But Jacqueline is that kind of person.
I think moms are. Would you agree, Rosie?
Yes.
It's a female thing.
Yeah.
Good moms.
I read a book one time.
There's nothing like a great mom.
Women are like spaghetti.
So, I understand we sold all the key lime pies?
We have sold them all.
So,
matter of fact, the guy just came back for one. He's coming back tomorrow because you're bringing me what tomorrow?
I will have 7 or 8.
All right.
And
one of them's going home with me, probably.
And we want to let everybody know that you can call ahead to Mama's and they'll set one aside for you if you're going to stop by tomorrow.
Yes, and we close at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
2 p.m., so yeah, you want to get out there in the morning. I'll be out there about 7:30 if that's okay.
That is fantastic. We'll be here at 7, setting up and everything.
And by the way, anything you can need for a better picnic or cookout, they've got it at Mama's. The best.
Well, and I did a little video commercial and featured your key lime pie, and they love it.
Oh, well, I will be looking
for
dessert.
Everybody needs dessert.
Yeah, and key lime is great for a summer cookout. And by the way, the name, the rooster contest ends when?
It ends tomorrow.
Okay.
So everybody's got till tomorrow. We'll look at them on Sunday, and we'll post it on Memorial Day.
All righty. And somebody's going to win $25 gift.
And we will be closed Memorial Day.
Right, right.
Yes.
Well, Tammy,
get your watermelons and everything you need.
I will.
We'll see you in the morning, my friend.
All righty. Thank you. Say hi to Randy for
You're
me.
You're welcome.
Now, I mentioned this woman who, when she left our studio the other day, left all of us feeling more spiritual, more positive. and I'm not exaggerating here, and I said, please come back on the afternoon show to talk about the event they're having at the Riverwalk Amphitheater. Her name is Shay Robinson. You have such a winning smile.
Oh, thank you.
And the vibe off you is contagious, and I need all I can get. Thank you for coming by. Let's talk about Outpouring.
Yes, thank you again for having me. I am excited. This weekend on Sunday, we at 6 p.m. downtown, we're offering the Outpouring. And I know you're asking, what is the Outpouring, right? It is where on Pentecost Sunday, we are celebrating that Pentecost is 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. And that's when the disciples got together. They were praying and worshiping, and the Holy Spirit was birthed in our lives with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So we're celebrating downtown with praise and worship and prayer.
It sounds great, and it's so open. This is one of those things in a very organic way that will bring a lot of people together.
Yes, and that is the prayer. A couple years ago, so this is our fourth year doing it. About 5 years ago, six, because I got to count the COVID year. 6 years ago, God gave me a vision just about this crowd, mm-hmm. all different races, ethnicities, gender, just downtown. And it was packed, and we were just worshiping and praising God. And I just saw like these doves, and I was like, God, this is too much. This is too heavy. But it was to say that we have to tear down these walls that we build up every single day. We live in our own circles and our own communities, which is fine. We all have those safe spaces, but it has to be a time where we can come together, especially as believers, right?
Yes.
You know, we say when we get to heaven, like, there's no place for any specific person. So we got to represent that here. And I'm a firm believer that God, Jesus told the disciples, don't go anywhere until you receive this gift that I'm leaving for you. And they had to wait until the Holy Spirit showed up. So if we want visions and dreams and to know our direction and where God desires for us to go, we have to wait for the Holy Spirit to guide us. And what better way than to have an open event free to everybody? We want everybody there where we can worship and have the Holy Spirit to come and indwell us and provide us the direction that we need for our community to come together and continue to build and grow and get rid of all this nonsense. We have a lot of things that's happening, but if we just went to God in prayer, because I believe the scripture says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, see my face, turn from your wicked ways, then you can hear from heaven. So this Sunday, we're turning away from all that stuff, and we're just coming together. We're not giving the enemy any room to destroy anything that God has designed for us to have.
So this event starts at 6?
At 6 p.m., yes.
At the Riverwalk.
At the Riverwalk, we are having prayer by different pastors from within the communities.
That's great.
And we're having praise dance, and we're having some ballet dance. We're going to have live art, someone doing a live painting. And we have a praise and worship team. We've been practicing for about a month and a half. It consists of everybody. When I say everybody, it's not one particular church. It's many different churches, many different races, many different creeds, all of the above. We're coming together, and we've been practicing. And when I say the Holy Spirit has had his way in each of those practices, you know, people have left changed and just excited from the practices. So I can only imagine what God is going to do Sunday.
This is beautiful because, and we talk about this quite a bit on the show, we have watched our society kick God out of so many places.
Yes.
And they're not doing well. With, you know, schools and so forth struggling with issues. And that's why I love this event. I want to pay you a compliment. The reason I invited you back. By the way, you're sitting next to somebody. Now, we hope this isn't for a long, long time. But when her time comes, she will be at heaven's door.
I know she will.
Because she walks the talk, and so do you. Anytime I compare somebody to Rosie, I mean that as the greatest possible compliment.
Wow.
She is such a godly person, mm-hmm. a healer. She's a behavior modificationist for me.
I love it. And I love the terminology.
and the spirituality just jumps off you. And I hope that you bring this tonic to many, many people. You have a gift.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to serve God. Like, I just want him to, I want people to see God for who he is and live the life, have a relationship with him. We got to get past religion. We got to get past all these things that keep us from separate from God. Yeah. And just understand he knows, he forgives, he loves, he's there to receive you. And you can talk to him just like a regular person. You don't have to have all these eloquent prayers, and you can sing your worship. He says, sing a new song. That means whatever your song is in your heart. But I want people to see God for who he is and really, like you said, get back to the core. Like we were designed, he said, I have written my word on your heart. You know, he is already designed for us to have a calling to him. We just have to tap in.
Yeah.
And that's what the outpour is about, tapping into that place and just allowing God to have his way.
You are sitting across from somebody who was a junkie, who was homeless, who drank rubbing alcohol, whose career was in ruins, totally hopeless. But that day came when I stopped negotiating with God. I knew what I had to do. He told me what the rules are. And I kept twisting them because I wasn't quite ready. But when you get your butt kicked that final time, there's no stopping you.
No stopping.
when he is with you, anything is possible. And that includes overcoming something that is truly Satan's greatest art, addiction. We see what it's doing. You know, you see, today I watched a video from Philadelphia. Homeless people, junkies, outside.
Yeah.
It was so awful. And I don't understand. There's an opportunity there to help those people salvage their lives. I mean, I thought it was over.
Yeah.
But I was believing in all the wrong things. And then when I did what God said to do, I got everything back that I thought I would never get.
Wow.
So I'm with you.
I felt that. That's a powerful testimony. I mean, just to know that you could be restored. And the Bible tells us that, right? Yeah. When Job lost everything, I mean everything, you know, it wasn't until he forgave himself and forgave all those who had talked against him. And after that, God restored more than he could ever imagine. So we have that possibility to just, for God to restore more than we can imagine. And I'm ready for a restoration in Montgomery. Aren't you ready?
Absolutely.
I'm ready for
our
communities.
This is the way to do it.
Yeah.
It's not going to come from a politician.
No.
Or an external source. Is going to come from the soul, from the spirit.
Yes.
And interacting with others who want that. You know, we overlook all of that stuff and engage that incredible, wonderful spirituality that we have to open ourselves up to receive.
And can I share a revelation with
Please.
You? I was reading, you know, the basis of the outpouring is Acts 2. But God has given me so much revelation about Acts 1. And one of the things that I was just seeing in the scripture is how before the disciples, you know, they were down to 11. But it wasn't until they got to 12 that they can actually experience the outpouring because they had to have a foundation. The foundation was 12. 12 is the number of foundation, and they were lacking that. And what I'm saying is in our community, we're lacking so many things, and until we come together and complete the foundation of what God desires, we're not going to be able to receive this Holy Spirit and outpouring. That's why we have to let go of these walls. That's why we have to let go of these things, because people are looking for testimonies and they need something real. Like we say, this generation is lost. We say this person. Well, that means they're seeking for something. We have to provide that as believers. Like, we got to stop sitting on our tails. And we're going to pray.
Yes.
But understand, we're praying to get vision. We're praying for the dreams. Because if you continue to read in Acts 2, it tells you that the Spirit will pour out. And men, young men. Now, I will mess up a scripture. But no, either the young men or the men, one of them are going to dream dreams and one of them going to have visions. But it tells you that once that the Spirit pours out, we're going to get that. And we need that in order to impact all these different areas from the lack of unity. Like, we need to be more unified. Like, it should not. We have history. We have been through some things.
Yes.
But you learn from that. You grow from that. Even the disciples, they had history about religion. But when the Holy Spirit came, they became the change makers. They became the ones to go out and preach the word and offer the Holy Spirit to people. It wasn't the people before. It was those who have been impacted by that change. So that's what that's what we want to see happen. That's the vision.
One more thing. Yeah. The outpouring, the timing, I think, is wonderful because there are many of us who also this week I want to remember those who made the freedom to celebrate the outpouring possible.
Yes.
Who gave their lives and gave up years of their lives to make sure that events like this were possible. And on that weekend, having an event like this, that's just magical.
Yeah, it is. When I learned, because this event is held every year on Pentecost Sunday. So next year, go ahead and put it on your calendar, Pentecost Sunday. So when I learned that it was on this same weekend, I was like, oh, Lord, this is a tough weekend. And I immediately started thinking about how people travel and go and on vacation. And then God just started dealing with me. Like, no, just like, you know, our soldiers, they fought. And, you know, they were fighting for our freedom. We have to fight for the freedom of the people. Like, we are soldiers. The Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God. When you put on armor, you going to war.
Yes.
So this is a war that we're attacking. So it is, like you said, it's wonderful to not only just celebrate going to war in the spirit, but celebrate all of those who've gone to war before us and made this land safe and secure and give us the help us to have this freedom. So it's time for the believers to go to war so other people can get free.
Shay Robinson, it's a blessing to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me back.
And I hope to see you many more times as Outpouring grows and really achieves its, you know, the ultimate possible level of participation.
Yes,
thank you. You're always welcome here, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Sunday at the Riverwalk Amphitheater at 517. Back to Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're very busy all over the city right now. We've got a couple of accidents still being worked. 500 Coliseum Boulevard, if you're leaving Atlanta Highway, headed out Coliseum, that's going to be a block or so past Pels, or watch out for emergency units on the scene there. Vaughn Road at Green Acres Drive, we've got an accident there. Watch out for emergency units headed that way. Very busy East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, Taylor Road, I-65 and 85 building through downtown Montgomery with heavy traffic. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak has been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Boy, oh boy, I think the news is just about perfect for the holiday weekend weather. The night's a little bit on the cool side. I think tonight and tomorrow night will be a little cool for May with a low temperature down to about 59, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow's high temperature 81 on Sunday, upper 70s to around 80. Plenty of sunshine with comfortable days, cool nights. Memorial Day Monday, how about this? High of 84, lots of sun, and very low humidity. We hit the jackpot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Celebrity birthdays, as Rich Thomas does for us weekday mornings on the timeline. And John Fogerty turned 78. I think it's either Sunday or Monday. 78. He,
Distinct voice.
The one concert I went to where I felt like an absolute total groupie was seeing Creedence. I can give you the date. July 10th, 1971, International Amphitheater. It pays to have a father that works for the city of Chicago who can strong-arm tickets from a building that owes him a favor, shall we say. I was in the front row center.
That was one of my favorite groups.
And I was so into it that when the next day, my legs were really sore. And when I looked, I had been keeping time with the music with my fist pounding on my, you know, just behind my knees. They were bruised like nothing else. And that's the only concert I ever had that experience. I was just Creedence's, and I just knew it was too good to last, that one day they would break up the band and move on. So many great songs. Sweet Hitch a Hike Up Around the Bend, and my favorite of all time, Bad Moon Rising. 524. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. We gave away a Clark's Club membership this morning. It's worth $180. You can win that on a Friday in our grand prize drawing on the morning show just by giving Jay Scott your name and last initial. And the name escapes me, but that person will be able to enjoy two tune-ups to their heating and air conditioning system, one immediately for the hot weather ahead, one later in the year for the cold weather season when that comes around. And then know that the best HVAC techs on the planet are a phone call away. And not just the best HVAC techs, but the best human beings. I mean, they're just incredibly good people. We also can tout Clark's for their phenomenal plumbers. Man, we have given them many challenges over the years. That's how I met Clark's. Not through AC, it was through plumbing. I was unaware of them. And then one day, I just, after all these years of struggle and comebacks, bought a house. And I had been in it maybe a month, month and a half. And I heard something at the front door. So as I'm walking to the front door, my feet are getting soaked from water in the carpeting in the living room. And it didn't take long to figure out that the water heater had ruptured. For some reason, I walked out the front door, and there was a Clark's truck in the cul-de-sac getting ready to leave. I said, please help. Came over, shut it off. We arranged to get a new one installed the next day. And it's been a beautiful thing ever since. Having them a phone call away in a crisis, or just having them knowing they'll be there to help you keep your energy costs down and your system running efficiently, it's like getting money. 277-2125 or visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. What's the latest, Skipper?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Authorities still cleaning up an accident, 500 Coliseum Boulevard. That's going to be at the corner of Coliseum Boulevard and Biltmore, just past Pelzer on your way out from Atlanta Highway. Use caution there. Green Acres at Vaughn Road got an accident there. And we're very busy around the boulevard on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Taylor Road, very busy. Vaughn up to I-85. Give it a traffic on 231 to Wetumpka. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any more accidents occur. Larry Live Oak, make sure you have the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Shop for a Kia rain or shine online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sad.
The search continues for an escaped inmate with a violent record. Officials with the Department of Corrections says Tandian Studemeyer escaped from the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore County around 2 o'clock Thursday morning. He's serving a sentence for an attempted murder charge in Montgomery County. If you see him or know where he is, call 911. A report has been released on the fiery crash that killed 8 girls from Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch 2 years ago. The National Transportation Safety Board says speed on a wet road with low visibility is likely the cause of the crash. The pileup happened on I-65 northbound between Greenville and Fort Deposit. Along with the girls from the ranch, a father and his baby daughter were also killed. The crash involved 10 passenger vehicles and 2 commercial trucks. The report describes a chain of events as the trucks and a SUV slammed into the cars, which had slowed down because of minor crashes just ahead. For more news, watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sab.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed 2 or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant.
and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A request Friday, and we had a request for this, which debuted earlier this week.
A sale so big, it'll rent, white, and blow your mind! America's going out of business sale! We've lost our lease, and everything must go! Things you've already bought, we'll sell back to you for pennies on the dollar! Tanks, boats, planes, 50% off! Monuments price to move. Rush now. Pay less for rush more. And for the do-it-yourselfer, save on a partially built border wall. Only at America's Going Out of Business sale. For less than the price of a luxury vacation, you could have your own Supreme Court justice. And because it's America, we got guns. Guns! And more guns! I'll second that amendment. We can't pay our bills, so we're passing those bills on to you at America's Going Out of Business sale.
No refunds. All sales final. Bank debit cards not accepted.
Wow. We were talking earlier this afternoon about the epidemic shoplifting in big cities where they won't prosecute criminals. What's the point in changing your behavior if there's no consequence? I asked myself many years ago. Well, I had the consequences and I changed. Now Old Navy is announcing they're closing their San Francisco location. Following five different Walgreens, The Gap, Athleta, Banana Republic. Everybody in downtown San Francisco is locking up their merchandise so they just can't have it lifted and taken out. Because calling the police is a waste of time there. That is just so sad. But in many cases, a self-inflicted wound, they let George Soros talk them into voting for people who absolutely aren't going to lift a finger to protect them. Really, really sick stuff. All right, coming up here, we have Rich's Forecast, and then something we celebrate. It's an anniversary today, and we're going to celebrate it with an old friend who's been on this station for years, but you normally don't hear him in May.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, I think the news is just about perfect for the holiday weekend weather. The night's a little bit on the cool side. I think tonight and tomorrow night will be a little cool for May with a low temperature down to about 59, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow's high temperature 81 on Sunday, upper 70s to around 80. Plenty of sunshine with comfortable days, cool nights. Memorial Day Monday, how about this? High of 84, lots of sun, and very low humidity. We hit the jackpot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. At Bobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
All right, we promised the celebration of an anniversary. First, the anniversary.
It's May 26th, the greatest day ever. On the 26th of May, 1897, the classic vampire novel Dracula went on sale in London bookshops. This horror story inspired countless interpretations of the story about an undead monster who could only be killed by a wooden stake through the heart or by a high school girl named Buffy. Have a great May 26th, the greatest day ever.
And our special guest,
bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be.
Turn something on here. All right. I got to go. I've got, as per usual in the afternoon, I have 500 tabs open. And it's always Fox that you can't shut off unless you close out the tab, which I have not done. We had a request for this earlier, a song by Aaron Lewis, Am I the Only One? And I think on this particular Friday, going into Memorial Weekend, we should give it a listen. That the person that had requested that had told us there was an F-bomb in there. And frankly, Aaron Lewis, I'm really unimpressed. If you can't make a statement without putting an F-bomb in, you are a very limited lyricist. You talk about souring up what had been a pretty good afternoon. That sucks. I'm going to find him on Twitter and tell him I said that too. All right. Let's, as our delay rebuilds, let's get to the traffic dungeon.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're looking pretty good this afternoon. We've got light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. Boulevard's light to moderate all over the city, and a good bit of traffic still on Atlanta Highway outbound, especially from East Boulevard to Taylor. 231 to Wetumpka, still a good bit of traffic there. Highway 31 to Prattville, looking good. Prattville, Middlebrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. Buckle up and enjoy your ride. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Graduating? Bring your diploma to Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Montgomery and get a $250 credit towards the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Sons CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers. They're a one-of-a-kind jeweler in Montgomery, owned and operated by Troop Booth, a family business since 1977. It was started by Troop's grandparents, and he's owned it since 2015. He's the only employee. There's no overhead with other sales or support people. So he's able to do what he does best, and that's give you a fair and honest price for your antique or estate jewelry. If you click on their Facebook or Instagram page or go to their website, heirloomjewelry.com, click on any of the items. This is jewelry that tells a story. Some of the pieces we saw dated back to the 1800s and some even older than that. Fascinating stories behind the jewelry you want to buy or the jewelry you want to sell. Contact Troop. He is an expert. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday 10 to 2. By appointment only. Look at their Facebook and Instagram pages. Read some of the reviews and testimonials. Not to mention you can click on and check out the amazing inventory of antique jewelry on their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive. Call 260-0666.
Hi, I'm Steve Tatum, Vice President, General Manager of Bama Budweiser, your local Bud Light distributor. There's been a lot of discussion, frustration, and even anger across the country regarding just one single can made of Bud Light that was produced for a social media influencer. We, too, at Bama Budweiser are upset about it and have made our feelings known to the top leadership at Anheuser-Busch. The voice of the consumer has been heard, and Anheuser-Busch has taken action. We at Bama Budweiser, an independent wholesaler, employ around 100 people who live here, work here, and our children go to school here. We do not, and as I said before, did not support this issue involving Dylan Mulvaney. There was one single can made, was not for sale, and wasn't properly approved. As a result, the Bud Light brand has new leadership. Dylan Mulvaney is not under contract with Bud Light. The videos you may have seen are Mulvaney's own social media posts that went viral, and many web-based news outlets have distorted the story. You deserve to know the truth, and life is too short to let a couple of individuals decide what you can eat or drink or spend your hard-earned money on. And remember, making friends is our business, not enemies.
Hey, River Region, this is Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. Come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
We're going to close the show with, I don't think any president expressed patriotism better than Ronald Reagan. And we have a montage that we play on these type holidays to close out the show. So we have like 1 minute for Jeff.
Well, I was going to suggest a song for you that's patriotic. A friend of mine wrote it. It's called My Soldier's Prayer. You can find it on, it's on YouTube. It's under StrokingDixie.net.
Well, after what just happened, I have to hear these and treat them off the air.
It has no cussing in it at all.
I was told that about the song I just had to dump.
Well, I know the guy, and I've...
In other words, I have to preview it off the air before I can play it, and I can't do that with the time I have left.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But do send it. Right. Send me the YouTube link. I'll play it next week. Okay. We don't have to wait for an occasion.
Where can I send it to?
GregVidal@AOL.com or look me up on Facebook Messenger.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Appreciate you. All right, that's it. We're going to leave you with the great Ronald Reagan. Have a great and a safe weekend. I'll see you Tuesday morning with Rich and Jay.
In talking about the continuing recession tonight, you have blamed mistakes of the past, and you have blamed the Congress. Does any of the blame belong to you?
Yes, because for many years I was a Democrat.
I've been told that this is all off the record and that the cameras are all off. Is that right? Well, I was told that because I've been waiting years to do this.
I have to interrupt right here and tell you that one of my visits, I won't name him, I don't want to embarrass him, but one of the heads of state that I met with on this visit, he gave me one while I was on the way. Told me the story about the two fellows in the Soviet Union that were walking down the street, and the one of them says, "Have we really achieved full communism? Is this it? Is this now full communism?" And the other one said, "Oh, hell no. Things are going to get a lot worse."
He said that Castro was making a speech to a large assembly, and he was going on at great length, and then a voice out in the crowd said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack." And he went on speaking, and again the voice said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack." And about the fourth time this happened, he stopped in his regular speech. And he said, the next time he says that, he says, "I'm going to find out who he is and kick him all the way to Miami." And everybody in the crowd said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack." And the Soviet Union, who went out to one of those state collective farms, grabbed the first worker he came to, said, "How are the crops?" "Oh," he said, "the crops never been better, just wonderful." He said, "How about potatoes?" "Oh," he said, "Comrade Commissar, if we could put the potatoes in one pile, they would reach the foot of God." And the commissar said, "This is the Soviet Union. There is no God." He says, "That's all right. There are no potatoes." Favorite quotations about age comes from Thomas Jefferson. He said that we should never judge a president by his age, only by his work. And ever since he told me that, I've stopped worrying. Just to show you how youthful I am, I intend to campaign in all 13 states. President Washington began this tradition in 1790 after reminding the nation that the destiny of self-government and the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty is finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. For our friends in the press who place a high premium on accuracy, let me say, I did not actually hear George Washington say that. I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience. And a Russian arguing about their two countries, and the American said, look, in my country I can walk into the Oval Office, I can pound the president's desk and say, Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running our country. And the Russian said, I can do that. The American said, you can? He says, yes, I can go into the Kremlin, to the General Secretary's office, pound his desk and say, Mr. General Secretary, I don't like the way President Reagan's running his country. Dog and a Polish dog and a Russian dog. They were all having a visit, and the American dog was telling them about how things were in this country. He said, you know, you bark and you have to, you bark long enough, and then somebody comes along and gives you some meat. And the Polish dog said, what's meat? The Russian dog says, what's bark? The story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning, and when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before. So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, that's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech. And the candidate said, that's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform. And the great things about having you here is that I get to tell a farm joke. Now, first, I need a setting, but Rick, you're from Kansas, right?
You bet.
Okay, this takes place in Kansas. There was an old Kansas farmer there. He had a piece of creek bottom land that had never been developed at all. It was all rocks and brush and all messed up, and he started in on it, clearing it, the underbrush, and hauling away the rocks, and then cultivating the soil there, and he planted a garden, everything from vegetables on to corn, and it really became a garden spot, and he was pretty proud of what he'd done. So one Sunday morning in church after the service, he asked the preacher if he wouldn't stop by to have a look. Well, the preacher arrived, and he took one look, and he said, oh, this is wonderful. He said, these are the biggest tomatoes I've ever seen. Praise the Lord. He said, those green beans, that squash, those melons. He said, the Lord really has blessed this place. And look at the height of that corn. He said, the God has really been good. And the old boy was listening to all this, and he was getting more and more fidgety. And finally, he blurted out, Reverend, I wish you could have seen it when the Lord was doing it by himself. And the lawyer said to him, while you were lying there at the scene of the accident, didn't someone come up to you and ask you how you were feeling? And didn't you answer that you never felt better in your life? Well, he said, yeah, yes, I guess I remember that happening. Well, later on redirect, another lawyer was asking the question, and he said, what were the circumstances when you gave that answer as to how you felt? Well, he said, I was lying there, and he said, a car came up, and a deputy sheriff got out. He said, my horse was neighing with pain and kicking, had two broken legs. The deputy sheriff put the gun in his ear and put the horse out of his misery. He said, my dog had a broken back and was whining with pain, and he went over, did the same thing, put there and shot him. And then he came over to me and said, now, how are you feeling? Just down at the entrance of his building, there was an elderly lady selling pretzels, and every day he'd go by and he'd put a quarter down and never take a pretzel, go on in. He was being very charitable, and this went on for some time. And he came along one day, put down his quarter, started, and she took him by the arm.
And he looked at her and he said, "Well, you probably want to know why for this full year I've been leaving 25 cents on the plate and not taking a pretzel." And she said, "No, I just wanted to tell you that pretzels are 35 cents now." He grabbed a limb sticking out the side of the cliff and looked down 300 feet to the canyon floor below and then looked up and said, "Lord, if there's anyone up there, give me faith. Tell me what to do." And a voice from the heavens said, "If you have faith, let go." He looked down at the canyon floor and then took another look up and says, "Is there anyone else up there?" The importance of communication and how much a part it plays in what you and I, what all of us are trying to do. And one day, a former place kicker with the Los Angeles Rams, who later became a sports announcer, Danny Villanueva, told me about communications. He said he'd been having dinner over at the home of a young ball player with the Dodgers. The young wife was bustling about getting the dinner ready. They were talking sports, and the baby started to cry. And over her shoulder, his busy wife said to the ball player, "Change the baby." And he was a young fella, and he was embarrassed in front of Danny, and he said, "What do you mean, change the baby? I'm a ball player. That's not my line of work." And she turned around, put her hands on her hips, and she communicated. She said, "Look, Buster, you lay the diaper out like a diamond. You put second base on home plate. You put the baby's bottom on the pitcher's mound. You hook up first and third, slide home underneath. And if it starts to rain, the game ain't called. You start all over." I thought you might like to say a few nice words to them. "They're all from the press and radio and television. Maybe just a friendly little greeting would do." "How about just a word or two, something friendly, even one kind word?"
I'm thinking.
Back road on his way to look at some property and suddenly noticed down beside him was a chicken keeping pace with him, and he was doing 60 miles an hour. And suddenly the chicken spurted out ahead of him, and it looked to him as if the chicken had three legs. And then it turned and went down a sign road and into a barnyard, and the driver turned down that lane, drove into the barnyard. There was a farmer there, and he asked him, he said, "Did you see a chicken go by here?" And the farmer said, "Yep." He says, "Did it have three legs?" And the farmer says, "Yep. I raise them that way. I breed them." He says, "You do?" He says, "How come?" "Well," he said, "I just love the drumstick, and Ma always liked the drumstick, and now Junior's come along, and he likes it, and we just got tired of fighting over it, so I've been breeding three-legged chickens." And the driver said, "Well, how do they taste?" He says, "I don't know. I haven't been able to catch one yet."
This fellow they've nominated claims he's the new Thomas Jefferson. Well, let me tell you something. I knew Thomas Jefferson. He was a friend of mine. And Governor, you know Thomas Jefferson.
California, I plan to lean back, kick up my feet, and take a long nap. Now, come to think of it, things won't be all that different after all.
Get to the emergency room for a treatable illness like asthma. They end up taking up a hospital bed. It costs, if you gave them treatment early, and they got some treatment and a breathalyzer, or an inhalator, not a breathalyzer. What they'll say is, "Well, it costs too much money." But you know what? It would cost about the same as what we would spend over the course of 10 years. It would cost what it would cost us. It would cost us about the same as it would cost hold on one second, I can't hear myself. But I'm glad you're fired up, though. I'm glad.
Oh, shut up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With a
SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 17 students and one adult injured today in the collision of a school bus and tanker truck in South Carolina. Authorities say most of the kids have now been released.